Fourth grade reading is at 55%, same as math, 55% proficient. Fifth grade reading is at 73% proficient and math 62% proficient. So we'll take those and we'll look at that growth. So here's our baseline for our numbers, and then we'll look at that growth when it happens in January. We're also doing a piloting program with Ames Web. We're trying to find something that is a little bit more, kids are really great on devices. In kindergarten, trying to get them to not click the pictures that they like and click the pictures that answer the sentence is just a little bit more difficult. And so the assessments that's offered through MAP are on the iPad for kindergarten and first grade. And we often, when they see a ball and they like the ball, they want to click the ball. But the ball's not really to be clicked because it might not answer the question. So we're trying to find something that is a little bit more age appropriate, that they understand. So back to paper pencil, because everybody understands that. So we're piloting Ames Web, and right now it's with our first and second graders, and then come January it's going to be offered with our kindergartners. So we're just learning about it. I'm learning how to put people into the system, and they're learning how to benchmark students, and that's kind of been our life. It's on top of math. We've been benchmarking on Ames Web. So we will have more for that as well when we come. I think we're really going to like it just because it is paper pencil. It might take a little bit more time, but I think the data is going to be it will be a little bit more of a truer representation in kindergarten and first grade and second.
Can I ask about the maps and how that compares to average years September testing in the past?
I will look for you.
Okay.
I actually might have it on my board running report right here.
Yeah, we usually do an update. We started doing this a couple years ago in the fall and spring. So in November, we're actually planning to do that again.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So you can look at that.
Yeah,
very
we'll
have that.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
What's to come? I am taking off tomorrow. I'm pretty excited. It's the first principals conference since COVID, so I'm heading down there. Got signed up to be a Southeast rep for the other principals in Southeast. I'm not sure what that entails, but it's pretty exciting to go up there and to see a lot of my cohorts and colleagues up there. The NEA conference is happening at the same time as the principals conference, so that's pretty exciting. It's up in Anchorage. I think there's a lot to learn. Some of the people that I went to school with are actually part of NEA, so it will be, I think, a great time.
What's NEA? Sorry.
The National Education Association.
It's the Teachers Association. And they have their conference happens to be, they've got training this weekend at the same time. So
another couple things that are happening. Kindergarten is going to the fish hatchery. So we are heading out there on October 20th. Pretty exciting. Some of those guys, their first time on the bus ride, so that will be our PBIS lesson for bus. Our Red Ribbon Week is coming up, and the themes have been selected. They're all Southeast Alaska originals right here. You can wear it, just dig in your closet or step outside, and you can find everything that you're going to need for Red Ribbon Week. Rainforest Festival is happening that same week as Red Ribbon Week, October 24th through the 28th. October 28th, they are actually going to come to the school. We're going to combine grade levels. They're going to be under the intermediate area. And I think they have what do they have? They have I'm going to say it wrong. It's a bird. But that's no justice to it. So watch for the.
It was look tomorrow for help.
Help.
Is it an owl?
Oh, the Raptor
Center. The Raptor Center, from Sitka? Yeah.
Oh, neat.
And I really messed that one up.
Is it Kwee Kwee?
Well, I never knew the name.
Is it a snowy owl?
It might be.
That would be a hard one to say.
I'll just blame it on the pronunciation. Veterans Day is rolling around with our parade coming up. And then we are working alongside the public library right now. They are looking at a grant stream, a stream of dreams. And then they will hopefully get that grant and be coming into the school to redecorate the fencing around the, I think the intermediate end is what we're looking at. Becky and I have other plans for the other end. But the stream of dreams is what they're looking at. So that is it in a nutshell, very quick, very simple, except for the bird.
We have in-service coming up in a few weeks, right?
We do have in-service coming up.
Annual Halloween in-service.
Except it's on Halloween, not
on Halloween.
Right. It's on Halloween, yeah.
I'm wondering, I'm not sure you want it the day after instead.
Well, we tried, but
Okay.
Maybe the calendar committee looked at that.
Tuesday.
Next year will be Tuesday, and then it's going to be all noble.
Wow. It'll be hard, huh?
Yeah.
I just move Halloween to the last Saturday of October.
Oh, you can't. They tried to do that here. I heard about it 25 years ago.
Okay. Sorry.
Bird. Okay. It doesn't say anything else.
Good.
Any questions for Heather? No? Okay, thank you. All right.
Good.
Next, we will have middle school high school principal.
Heather likes to put a lot of numbers. I like to put ideas, words. So I'm going to cut to the important parts. I did hear it come up. I was actually going to take another month to really study it and do some more homework on it, but I might as well preview it now. And, yeah, we definitely have, you know, honestly, the things that we think are these – sort of big problems or something like vaping. Sure, nationally it's up 20% year to next from last year to this. But overall, I got to say we thank our lucky stars because we just don't have the kind of issues in this school that they have at schools that I've seen all around and read about and find about from contacts I have. You know, we're still only talking about, as far as we know, vaping with tobacco. And that's occurring. And I haven't heard anything about, you know, marijuana. I haven't heard anything about some of those really scary designer drugs, you know, the pills and stuff like that that are a scourge in a lot of places. So, you know, is this wood? We're really lucky, I think. So it doesn't mean we shouldn't pay attention to it as a health issue. And I think we should. And to that end, we're really kind of reaching out to get some partnerships with local community in particular, or to address sort of as a more holistic sort of health issue, overall health issue. Sure, it is a discipline issue, but the last thing I want to do is to conflate a health and a discipline issue. And the last thing I want to do is come in really hard with sort of discipline and consequence, sort of, you know, draconian, hardcore consequences to probably alienate a community whose support we need in order to work together to solve this or any, frankly, any issue. You don't want to have an adversarial relationship with people you're trying to develop a relationship with. So I have been criticized for not being harder about it, but the reason is because I believe it's not lenience, it's strategy. And the strategy is to separate the issue from a health. So, for example, we did have a situation early in the year where four students were vaping in the bathroom. But miraculously, because we found no instrument, we just knew it had taken place. We knew these four were there. But again, miraculously, all four of them were there, but none of them actually did it. The other ones did it. Somehow, none of them had done it. That was their story. Anyway. So I think it doesn't kind of much matter at some point. If you're somewhere where vaping is taking place, get out of it. Just go somewhere else. You can't really prove, I would call it unabsolved. I mean, you're not really able to prove that you didn't vape. So I kind of want to treat it as, look, we have this community problem we need to solve. So every one of those students, whether they admitted to it or not, just by being there, I had a meeting with all of their parents. I said, look, this is a twofold strategy. We want to stop. We obviously know that now we're past first use. And the first strategy, obviously, is prevent delay first use as long as possible. There's lots of numbers on this that even postponing first use of alcohol or cigarettes, whatever it is, by 1 year, by 3 years, the end of high school, end of college, who knows? But trying to really restrict that. And at least if they're sleeping 8 hours, they're at school for 8 hours, that's 16 hours of harm reduction that we can deliver. So then the other 8 hours, that's the discussion with the parents and saying, what can we do to create sort of disruption of their schedule so that there's less time available to do harmful things. And it could be vaping or it could be eating too many potato chips. That's also not healthy for you, and you shouldn't have too much time to eat too many potato chips. So I think at that point, if we have a really solid option, so now I probably won't go to the first meeting. Honestly, it's because we don't really have any infrastructure or anything set up to contain, like, say, I know you may have a health issue with this. So what can we assign you to that will educate you about what's going on and how this is bad for you, and to understand and have a support and option to do something else, to have a replacement behavior. And at that point, we don't have anything like that yet. So we need to establish that. So at this point, it's kind of, yeah, there is a warning in place. And then the next piece is, here's the thing, if it happens again and you can't go 8 hours without vaping at school, probably have a medical problem. I have a problem. I'm addicted. I'm just being the person who's using it or got caught. Yes, I agree. I need help. Or no, I don't have a health issue. Well, if you don't have a health issue, then you have a following rules issue, and we have a plan for that as well. So far we haven't come into that. And frankly, there haven't been that many students who have been. We're obviously aware. We're not naive to the notion. I think the vape sensors will help a lot, not to catch people, to prevent them from doing it in the first place, because that will disrupt their flow and their opportunity. We're now, for example, we're tracking when people are using the restrooms, because that's obviously prime time to do this. So I don't want to I don't want to have only this discussion, but I think it is central to what we're trying to deliver. There's three sort of tenets I see. One is protecting instructional time so that all the time that is available to teachers is in use and not, say, spent redirecting off-task students or behaviors. Respect for all, so there isn't disrespect to adults or to their peers or anything like that. And then finally, some sense of wellness. To that end, we're developing a program here called, it's called BYORG, and which is pronounced Borg, apparently. I even put a line through the O to make it look more authentically Norse or something, but it was an idea that came up with Tyler Thane, the special ed teacher in middle school, and Jack Engel had this idea that they wanted to sort of implement something called Big Viking, Big Valkyrie, which is patterned after Big Brother and Big Sister, in which we pair up, say, upperclassmen who are being successful at school with maybe some middle school students who are, you know, up and coming and probably need some maturity guidance, because honestly, that's what it is. A lot of this is just levels of maturity and angst, and we know that. So I want to frame it for what it is. I don't want to sit there and say, you know, oh, kids these days or something like that. Kids were always like this. When we were coming up, we were not. I'm sure they said the same thing about us. So let's be honest about that. So honestly, I think that's just part of it. And what we really want to instill is sort of this sense of sort of the state of perpetual giving. So say a 11th grader is teamed up with a 7th grader. Eventually that 7th grader's got to do something too, to give back. Maybe it's to elementary school students. So in fact, one of the parents who is going to be paired up with an 11th grader asked us can my son be a mentor for a 3rd or 4th grader? So, well, let's get him some mentoring first before we set him loose in the mentorship. But it totally makes sense. It descends from the top and just keeps circulating itself. And I'd like to sort of, we've had one meeting, and Katie Homeland was in attendance. We're having another one next week on Monday. Anybody's invited to attend, of course, where we want to see what are our next steps. We had a couple of big Viking meetings already, but what are opportunities for the school and the community to collaborate? Because I've seen in this community more than anywhere else, every school is in a community, literally, but somehow you feel it more here than anywhere else I've ever seen. it's really solid. So Katie also came to do a learning walk in which we saw all the classrooms at, say, 10:35 to 10:45 a.m., just a minute snapshot of what's going on. And it's tight. It's solid. There's, you know, learning going on in every single classroom. There was students, you know, there were no students in the halls and stuff like that, maybe one or two, but not to excess. So we have a lot of very solid structural practices going on in the school. So still, I think it's really interesting to see the building with accompanied by a set of outside eyes, because you see it differently when you're showing it to someone. So I welcome all of you, if you're free any school day, to come with me for it takes about, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, to do the walkthrough part.
Yeah, we just a snapshot, 1 minute each classroom, and see what's going on and get the feel and the vibe. We can do more incisive ones. We want to look for specific things, but, it illuminates sort of future opportunities. We then went to my office to debrief and discuss, you know, what are some areas of need and potential opportunities in the future. But it's solid. I mean, it's, as I said last month, the school is in good, and is the state of the school is good. I'm feeling very, I'm not in a routine yet. Every day is still new. I still have, you know, every day something new happens. Every day there isn't a week that goes by where we're not updating, you know, upgrading some process to make it more efficient or something like that. I reckon it's probably going to be that way for most of the year. But anyway, it's quite solid. So if you have any questions or comments about any of this, I'd like to hear it. Or I'm going to do more. I'll have more to deliver next month, because we are moving a little faster with that program now to try to, the vape sensors are coming. I think that will be a potential game changer. But we are at the school site actually taking measures to try to reduce the amount that is actually taking place on campus.
Can I ask what the vape sensors, very brief description of like what they are and how they're used and where they're put? And...
Well, it's like a smoke detector, but with vapors.
So, and then just like in the restrooms?
In bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, apparently they're very sensitive. And again, the idea isn't to use it to catch people. It's the idea is to stop them from doing that first.
It'll be posted that they're there. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Because otherwise we'll sit there watching videos of kids bolting out the door when they hear things go off.
Right.
That's how we'll know who is there. Mm-hmm. So it is.
Yeah, a deterrent.
It's a deterrent, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're after.
Is our student council, I feel like sometimes with things like this, the peer influence to not do something is just as strong as the peer influence to do something. So is our student council doing anything that you're aware of, or is that something that might be on the agenda?
We spoke about this earlier today, and it seemed like most people everyone was supportive of the vape detectors because nothing else has really worked so far. I don't know, they think it's a good idea. And they talked about that, how just student bodies are discouraging people from vaping, taking away what other students can do because you have to try to catch it. So, for example, where you check out every time you go to the bathroom, a lot of people got kind of annoyed by that because they weren't doing anything wrong. So they're like, what are these kids vaping? There's that going around. Yeah. People aren't.
Is this one of the things that can be reported? Do we still have that app for students where they can report things anonymously?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that's reportable through the Stop It app?
No, it could be.
It could be. There are ways, I think, that would be to approach it. That's one approach, and certainly put it this way: we'll take it. We'll take what we can get for sure. Well, let's not rule out any help. But I stopped by the ASB today to discuss to share that with them, and I think it is, as she just said, it's an inconvenience to all because of the behavior of some. And I don't think it's that many. I mean, there are, out of 300 kids or whatever, it's just not a really high percentage. And again, we're thank our lucky stars that so far it seems to be limited. I have had no reports. I've had nothing sort of hints or anything like that. So-and-so is doing something worse than that. It just hasn't happened. So we are really lucky. Fortunate to be in a place like this, and things are good. So,
could I add one thing about? I would be interested as well, Charlotte. I mean, just thinking, and we brainstormed a little bit about this, but having the kids be involved in maybe sort of the more of the educational kind of campaign part of it too. And I know different schools have done that, you know, just sort of what happens, what really happens, and kind of coming from the kid's perspective of just even that health focused, you know, what really happens to your lungs and how does it impact you?
Actually on deck for next week's Bjorge meeting, because we think that it's a high enough priority. Health and wellness is a high enough priority that we value. So we want to, you know, have student led or, you know, use art, technology integration. I've talked to John, I've talked to Ashley, the art teacher, about ways in which there could be sort of a brand, you know, that we're branding the idea of anti-vaping, you know, to the extent that we can, anti-vaping in our community as a campaign. Mm-hmm. So some sort of small task force to try to really, you know, we're not naive. We know it exists, but we just want, there's this big blob and we want to reduce the size of the blob as much as we can. So right now it's a extraterrestrial body in the sky. We want it to be under a microscope. That's what we're going for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Moss? Okay. Thank you. Next, we'll have the Director of Activities report. Mr. Cabral is actually at a meeting in Anchorage. He's attending the AFAA meetings. So we had a written report. Do you want to read it? That's for the listening.
Yeah, I can give some of the highlights. We have several seasons that are ending and several that are starting. And we have some kids on a couple of board members here who participated just this past weekend at PHS Cross Country in Anchorage. And we had some great finishes there. Daniel Asprey, second place. Alex Holmgren, 15th place. Kinley Lister, 6th. Gabrielle Whitaker, 21st. Kate Thompson, 22nd. Alexis Sakamoto Kazan, 24th. Eleanor Candle, 37th. Region 5 Championship girls finished 2nd. And boys finished in 3rd. And at Osso State Championship, the girls finished in 4th. So some great races there. Great runs. The PHS Swim and Dive had a meet here in October last weekend, and they had a week off, and then they go to Sitka this week, and then their region championships is in Juneau, the end of October, right before Halloween. Middle school cross country just finished up. Robotics in the middle school is continuing. PHS volleyball is hot and heavy and going. Their game got canceled this last weekend, unfortunately, with Juneau because of crazy flights and all kinds of craziness, but they had a blue and white scrimmage, and that was fun too. PHS wrestling is up and going. They're headed to Haines this weekend. We have 3 students who are going to Southeast Honors Music Fest, and that is Eleanor Candle, Megan Osut, and Daniel Asper, representing PHS. And is that this weekend or next weekend? 22nd?
Yep. Are they maybe singers or musicians?
That's a good question. All musicians? So thanks for that. Definitely want to recognize ASB and the work that they did put into the pep rally and the focus for Joseph, and recognize especially Mr. Shumway as the ASB advisor for all of his work. Mr. Cabral would like to remind everybody, get your sports physicals now, capital letters, N-O-W. Planet HS registration is open for a year. So also their current website for, he's updating the website for Petersburg Athletics, looking at the PHS gear website. And I think it's still on, there's a link on the website, and I think it's on Facebook as well. So you can get your gear. It's good gear.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next, we'll move on to school board committee reports. First one is crisis, which...
Oh, no. Did you not invite me to another meeting? Or
I did not. I did not invite you.
Okay, good. Okay, has it been already a board meeting? That I did go to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fortunately, it sounds like, you know, we Borough hired an EMS coordinator, so that's good.
Yeah, great.
Filled that position, so maybe less... So nothing since then. Curriculum probably hasn't started, I would imagine. It's still kind of early in the year for some of these committees. Facilities, it sounds like you might be busy soon.
Mm-hmm.
No legislative liaison, no negotiations. Policy, you guys have been busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of you that are attached, and kind of getting back into the groove of going over things.
Okay. technology, and wellness.
Were we going to schedule something for wellness, though? Didn't we talk about that at the last meeting?
Yes, we wanted to do one, and I think we keep trying to get in November, and then...
Oh, I have two trips in November.
I know, that's what keeps happening. I know, it's okay. We'll get one. We'll get one on the books.
So part of one of the other duties of being on a board is there are some committees. We never have more than one, or no more than two, so it never has to be a quorum, because we don't want to have to... It's more of an organization also. And you can donate as much time as you can or not at all if you feel overstretched or just want to sit back and wait. Some of these only meet a couple times a year. Sometimes it's more often, depending on the situation. We don't have negotiations because we don't have any contracts right now to negotiate. And legislative liaison has typically been the person who's kept track of what's going on in the legislature. We've relied heavily on Mara over the last couple of years because she did such a good job when she was on the board doing it, and it's kind of something she's always been somewhat interested in, so we still have kind of leaned on her to do that part of our job, but we'd be happy if someone else wanted to take it over. I'm sure she might be.
I'm probably a little green this year for that kind of a position, but maybe in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if there's any of the other, I mean, some of it is we've filled, you know, other board members have filled certain holes just because we needed, you know, needed someone on there. But if there is a committee that you'd be interested in, I'm sure.
I'd be interested in wellness if Katie doesn't want to be on two boards or wants to continue or
might tag team that one. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm totally trusting. I work for the wellness department of the medical center now, though, so it's nice to know how we can support one another. So we can have two people on a board or a committee.
Mm-hmm. And we have done that before.
Okay, so let's. You want to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I won't be. She's teasing me.
She won't. Yeah.
And then
sometimes happens.
You're so good in moments of crisis, too, and you just got me.
And if there's something, you know, in the future, you're interested. Okay, next we'll move on to special recognition. Superintendent Clint Painter talked about this a little bit earlier, but October is our Principals Recognition Month, and thank you to our administrators. You work hard every day, making our district amazing, and also the support staff that help you out, too. But it takes a lot to lead an entire crew, so thank you both. No old business, so we'll move right on to new business. So policies we'll read, have two readings before adopting them to see if we want to make any changes. The majority of these, as I recall, as I read through them, were just more housekeeping than anything, but... First, we can go through the summary.
There's so many.
Yes, there were a lot, so I'm not going to read them on it because that would take a while. But I will first make a motion to approve the policy updates in its first reading. If I could have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Now we've come to discussion. If anybody would like to pull any one of them or all of them, we can have a discussion about each of them. But, or if anybody had any questions regarding the changes that were being proposed.
And all of the changes were highlighted in red in the, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So we do tend to have the Association of Alaska School Boards often makes the recommendations to us. They've already been vetted by their lawyers only when we've created new policy. And that's not real common. Usually we are getting the recommendations from them and then deciding, letting the policy committee read through them and see, and then it brings to us. Historically, we've also had tried to have the policy committee go through all of the policies have gone through every single policy every 3 years because it takes that long to get through them all and just see if there's any updates that need. But if they're recommendations from AASB, sometimes they're applicable, sometimes they're not for us. But in this case, a lot of them were.
The abstaining from a vote seems a little like what qualifies as a compelling reason?
Well, I'm wondering if that came out of someone
must have
wanting to abstain just because they didn't want to vote no or yes on something. You've got to make a decision.
I think it was, that was my impression.
I mean, we don't abstain often, but.
My impression when we were talking about it was to keep people from just excusing themselves for not a very substantial reason.
Mm-hmm. You really should vote. Yes.
And that may be problematic in other districts.
Yeah.
So we haven't had that problem here. There's a few times I've abstained only because it was a contract of a sibling or relative.
Yeah.
And that would be an appropriate time to abstain. But can't imagine there's too many other times you would abstain. So in there to, you know, like a lot of policies, they're to outlive us. They're to outlive our own scenarios on here of who we are and how, you know,
things are. So any other, anybody want to, any other questions or concerns? Like, how did we not?
Yeah,
it's been the SSA for a while. Yeah. But I'm like, wow, we missed that. But it's hard to catch them all.
All of those are that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if any other comments or suggestions or questions, well, I'll just go ahead and vote. Mark, could you call a roll on this one, please?
Yes. Charlotte. Nicole Olson.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgreen.
Yes.
Carrie Case.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next, we'll move on to our fall revision, budget revision for fiscal year 2023. Last month at our September meeting, the board directed superintendent to use a one-time funding revenue, which was approved and allocated by the legislature after the school district budget passed in June 2022, just earlier this year. We asked them to restore the activities budget, professional development, curriculum adoption, and teaching supplies to the actual amount that we spent in fiscal year 2022. So I will make a motion to approve this budget revision. Have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded, and now we can have a discussion about it as presented. So this is, you want to take it away? Who's taking it away? Oh, Karen here. That's Karen, right. Sorry, Karen. Yay. I had on my brain because you were traveling last month. Yeah. Oh, you were earlier today.
Well, I just actually did go back from the East Coast.
Oh, so I saw you after you had gotten off the plane. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, my goodness.
I'm impressed you're here from the East Coast.
Me too.
Wow.
It took me 2 days. I'm going to just give a high-level overview because really, as the board had wished, we're allocating the $262,000, which was the funding that the legislature passed after we had already approved our fiscal 23 budget. So we're just allocating the revenue on that, and then we've allocated it out to the expenditure. So it's going to be a high-level view. So the increase in $262,000 to our revenue would increase it from $7,962,000 to $8,224,000. And where we're putting that money is, as the board had suggested or had made the recommendation, we are increasing regular instruction by $68,000. That increase is made up of $23,014 supplies. And then we did put back in curriculum adoption of $28,000. So that has been reinstated. There's also an increase of $7,000 for copiers because over the summer we actually purchased a few new copiers last year, and they have an annual maintenance, and I didn't allocate that out. So that's also in there. And we also have $10,000 for professional development for our district for our teachers. There's a small increase to special education of $3,000. That is $2,500 for professional development. Cindy Fry had talked to me about an opportunity that she had wanted to pursue for her staff. And so we've given a small increase there and $500 for purchasing additional assessment. Support services students, this is our counselor budget. Again, it's an increase in supplies of $2,000, $1,000 at each building level. Support services instruction, this is the library and the technology budget. There's an overall increase of $54,000, and that went straight into tech supplies. It doesn't quite put us at the levels of fiscal 22. Last year, we actually spent $121,000, but it does increase it so that we've got $89,500. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to move more into that budget when we get our student numbers. There's a lot of variables still out, and we'll do another revision in December and see where we're at. There's an increase to district administration in the school board budget. That's an overall increase of $24,500. And that increase is for superintendent and board travel. We really barely built any in last with the fiscal 23 initial budget. So we've put some funds back into that so we can do some professional development. And then there's an increase by $13,000 for contracted services with AASB. Can't remember if that's for strategic planning
in January.
Yep. So that's also allocated. And then an increase in $1,500 for copier costs. Another large area where we're seeing an increase is operations and maintenance of the plant, an overall increase of $45,000. Again, this was one of the budgets that really wasn't funded to the level it has been previously because we just didn't have the funds.
We have $10,000 added for purchase services for projects that are done by contractors, $25,000 for maintenance supplies, and $10,000 for custodial and cleaning supplies. And then student activities, there's an overall increase of $65,000. Our activity student travel budget has been restored to fiscal 22 budget actual levels. So we increased that by $51,500. Then we also increased the $8,500 for AD and staff travel. I think when Jamie was originally kind of allocating out his budgets, he was kind of lumping them all together, so I separated them out because they go under different object codes. But that does completely fund the student activity budget. And then also an increase of $5,000 so we can get new AEDs and then new uniforms for one of our activities. So the overall change in expenditures is also $262,000. And so the approved budget was $8,619,000. And with this proposed budget revision, it would be $8,881,000.
So. I have a question about the operations and maintenance. I know the price of heating fuel is a lot higher this year. Are we budgeted for a lot higher cost for that?
Yes. I'm not sure if I budgeted enough, but looking at the numbers last week, we're still on target. But again, if we have a really cold winter, and also we are projecting right now that our student numbers are looking good. I'm not sure what we're actually going to come in. So there'll be another revision in December. If we have the students and the funding, we will definitely increase those budgets as well. So I'm hopeful. I mean, if we're going to be very close. It's not like last year. I budgeted to actual for last year and a little buffer. So, I mean, we'll be okay.
Okay.
So this is really just, this is like a 3% change in revenue and expenditures. It's very minimal. I'll be coming in December with a lot bigger of a budget revision. So just so that we can get the money into the hands of the teachers and the curriculum and the student activities so that they can use it rather than waiting until December.
Any other questions? Great, hearing none. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the budget revision as presented. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Charlotte?
Yes.
Carol Holmgren?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yeah.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Nicole Olson?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. All right, any additional comments from board members?
With the strategic planning, we said January. When do we, because that committee will consist of quite a few stakeholders throughout the community. When do we start, like, assembling that team? Do we wait until December? Like, how does that go? I wasn't on the board for the last one, so.
Yeah, it's more like it's later in January. I think we probably, we have people
it's
who
January
were.
January 17th to the 19th. Mm-hmm. We were going to approach some of the past members that had participated last year just for a little bit of continuity, but there's been a lot of changes since then, really, in board makeup, in employees at Parks and Rec, in our own employees. So it's going to be a big mix.
It's a big group.
Of
it's
new,
about 15 people.
So I think it was 15 or 20.
Mm-hmm. And we tried to, have some different, at Parks and Rec and business people and, parents and kind of having and good. We had two
students. We had both principals. Mm-hmm. We had
I think we had
administrators.
Yeah, a couple kids.
Okay. We had a representative from PIA.
Just to put it out there that the hospital, the medical center, and PIA are both doing their strategic planning this year as well.
Wow. Yikes. Oh, fun. We are going to just be a tight front of ship here. There's plans for so many things.
Maybe there's a collaboration for money to be put towards all three.
There you go.
We did ours usually, who has at least done it before, is the Association of Alaska School Boards. They have a whole strategic plan. I don't know. They come down and help specific to school boards, but Timmy's pretty awesome, so.
Yeah.
Maybe we can share her. I don't know if she has time in her schedule.
Oh,
that's right.
She didn't have any room in her schedule.
She didn't. Yeah, it was take her in January or don't have her at all.
Yeah.
Till the fall. So
And then one other note, aside from the strategic planning, as Mr. Moss mentioned, we did our learning walkthrough, and I would thank you for making the time, by the way. But the rest of you should do it. I spend a lot of time, obviously, in the elementary school, and I'm always complimenting Heather because it's amazing being over at the elementary school and hearing the way that our aides are speaking to children and our teachers. It's awesome. So it was nice to kind of get a glimpse. I might be popping over a little bit here and there just to walk through more, if that's okay. Because it was very, it was a brief amount of time. So it's hard to really get the whole picture, but it was nice to be over here and kind of see what's happening in the different schools. So I recommend it all to all of you as well.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments from board members? Next, we'll move up to upcoming dates and media announcements. Just as a reminder, the Petersburg Schools academic as well as activity calendar is on the website, which is pcsb.us.
And the Petersburg app.
And the Petersburg app, yes. The school district has an app.
I use it every day for the lunch.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The lunch app.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Yes, great. They want to know what's for lunch because it's such an amazing program. I'm very thankful for it in our house.
Yeah.
Future agenda items.
I would like to mention about the lockdowns, which I already mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want it on the agenda, or do you want more just?
I would love some information about it. I don't know. I mean, if it's a discussion as opposed to on the agenda.
I can check in with you before we do our agenda study next month and see if, maybe just the information that you email us will feel sufficient, but if it's not, then we always have a public discussion about it.
You know, things like that to give you an idea and an overview of what it will look like.
Okay. Any other future agenda items that we don't normally have?
We'll get to talk about our conference, right?
Yeah, you will.
Because it's already after.
It'll be at the week after.
Conference, right,
so we'll put that. How about a conference? Yeah, Mark, can you put that on there? Okay, right. So there's three of us, right, at this point that can go? You guys probably can't?
No,
okay,
not yet.
Oh, I know. I think I was the sixth year. I could finally go. It was just too hard. Okay, any other new business?
Did we also want to add a test update?
Oh, yes, map testing update. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're looking at having a Mac Tech presentation.
Sometime. But maybe we do it. Maybe we need
do an elementary presentation
next month. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe something from the elementary next month.
Got an odd year.
Not you. Yeah, you'll know the bird by then.
Tell us all about the bird.
The bird.
We'll let you.
Can't wait to see this bird.
Okay, any other new business? Hearing none, I will make a motion to adjourn. Could I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded by Katie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion passed. 5-0. Have a good evening.
Nice job, everybody.
Podcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.